Right, you're muted. Can you hear me okay? Good, good, good. Well, I've been asked today to speak about togetherness. Now, you may say, what a strange topic. During this season of not meeting together as church in person. But today, I'd like to share a few thoughts about the power of togetherness. Even though we are physically apart as a group and have not been together for the last 15 months, even as we are parted, God wants his church together in mind, spirit, and the body. Even though the body is not together physically, we are as a church body, collective as we meet. We'll look at a few Bible verses. And I found out yesterday that togetherness is mentioned over 400 times in the Bible. So it's something God wants us to be. And so hence the talk. So although we have been apart, we are to encourage one another further into togetherness. Now, at the start of COVID, I'm sure, like me, you wondered, what's going to happen? How can Junction be church together? How can we function? I remember standing up in our last Sunday morning get-together on the 22nd of March and announcing that due to the looming lockdown, that we didn't really know what that was going to be like, and it was about to happen, we will be able to meet and see each other weekly as usual. And I can recall our faces. That's always stuck with me, people's faces. What are we going to do? And there was a sense of panic and what's going to happen? What are we going to do? Where are we going to? Well, we're going to lose our weekly connection, sharing, encouraging one another, worshipping together, and of course missing our lovely bacon rolls, which we have missed over the year, haven't we? So at that time we thought this is only going to be for a few weeks, then we would be back together again. How wrong we were. We had no idea that this pandemic was going to have, we had no idea what this pandemic was going to have, what the effect it was going to be on us, and all the events that were going to unfold during the last 15 months. But God has seen us through together as a church family. Togetherness is about the condition of our hearts, more than it is about habitual contact. We may have become, prior to the lockdown, reliant on the weekly routine and scheduled encounters to stay in touch. And I'm sure, like me, a lot of us feel that through our separation, it has led us to pray for one another more and regularly for needs that have arisen, to share what's on our hearts, our thoughts, our fears, the bad days, the good days, etc. We have been able to do this daily through our WhatsApp group and other means of communication, sharing our hearts, strengthening our faith, drawing ourselves together as a church family. We read in the Bible, it's taken from the NIV version, in Thessalonians 1, chapter 2, and Paul's writing to the Thessalonians here. I like Paul, he's written a lot of good stuff. He encourages me a lot. But he wrote in this chapter 2, but brothers, when we were torn away from you in person, but not in heart, out of our intense longing, we made every effort to see you. Note that Paul was longing to see them all. So too have we longed to see each other. But we have held each other together in prayer, in thought, in our hearts, through not seeing one another. togetherness is about love, not location. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24, we read, "Let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds." Our togetherness is built on love, love for God and love for each other. Our love outwardly results in good deeds and kindness. Many acts of love have blessed folk in our community and church family, and those not yet in the family of God. A kind word, encouraging someone, sending some flowers to someone to cheer them up, baking a cake, giving a food parcel to those in need, sending a text message or other means of communication. Together, as a church family, we can spread God's love in us and out to others in many ways. Now, in the past year, I've reached out to some friends and reconnected with them. Because sometimes, you know, the weeks go by, the months go by, the years go by, and you think, I haven't spoken to so-and-so for 2 or 3 years. You know, they're friends that you can get together with and you can catch up and you know where each other is at. But I made a point of catching up with some friends. And I'd not seen for a long time prior to the COVID, a couple of them going through great difficulties. So it's so timely to connect with them again. And we blessed each other through sharing our hearts and sharing what was on our thoughts. Has physical separation pulled us away from family and friends? Are we discovering new ways to engage and reach out in love to others? Together in love. Now, togetherness is about forgiveness and not impressions. In Colossians 3, verses 12 to 14, I've taken this from the Message Bible, we read, "So, chosen by God for this new life of love, dress in the wardrobe God picked out for you. Compassion, kindness, humility, quiet strength, discipline. Be even-tempered. Content with second place, quick to forgive an offence. Forgive and completely as the Lord forgave you, and regardless of all else, put on and wear love. It is your basic all-purpose garment. Never be without it." I love that verse. There's a lot in that. God's plan to bring people together was through forgiveness. Without it, we would remain apart. God forgave us as sinners and loves us. So together, we forgive one another. We must move forward beyond trying to keep the impression that we are all good on the outside, and dive deeper into what may not be good that keeps us disconnected from God and in relationships. Start with seeing our own need for forgiveness, and then seek forgiveness and reconnect with others. So let's put on that garment of love, not to make an impression to others, but to completely forgive where it is needed. So together we move forward in our walk with God. Is there a relationship you need to reconcile? Is God prompting you to seek forgiveness with someone? Togetherness moves us nearer to God. What happens when we come together? God moves in and through our lives to change us. Our prayers become empowered. Reading from the Message Bible again in Matthew 18, verse 18 to 20. Take this most seriously. A yes on earth is a yes in heaven. A no on earth is a no in heaven. What you say to one another is eternal. When two of you get together on anything at all on earth and make a prayer of it, my Father in heaven goes into action. And when two or three of you are together because of me, you can be sure I'll be there. So God goes into action on our behalf, and he's there in our prayers as we pray together. We hear the beautiful harmony of a choir singing together, each person's voice brought together, singing the same song that moves us emotionally. Praying together with one voice, one heart, mind and spirit in unity moves God's heart also, and it releases his power into our lives. Our resistance grows stronger together. Togetherness brings strength and companionship. The power of two working together can overcome far more than just one standing alone. In Ecclesiastes chapter 4 and verse 9, we read, two people are better than one because they get more done by working together. If one falls down, the other can help. But it is bad for the person who is alone and falls because there is no one to help. Going on to verse 12, an enemy might defeat one person, but two people can defend themselves. A rope that is woven of three strings is harder to break. Togetherness brings changes to our community and keeps the body of Christ together. In Galatians 5, verse 25, since we live by the Spirit, let us step with the Spirit. So let's together keep each other in step, in sync with God's Spirit. This will happen when we set aside our self-interests that may not be God's will for us. Let us pursue together to create a true community of love from hearts that are reconciled to God and each other. Forgiving each other as we need to, just as God has forgiven us. A praying in community, being empowered together through God's Holy Spirit. So let togetherness be our goal. Together we are stronger in the body of the church, God's family. Let's show Christ-like attitudes to one another, being together in one spirit as God leads us on, working together for his kingdom. Amen. That is it. I hope my thoughts I've put down have helped you today. There's so many angles you can come in to on this topic. As I said, it's mentioned over 400 times in the Bible. So there's another 400 sermons coming. But not necessarily. But, you know, it is an important topic that we are together in body, mind and spirit. Yeah. Anyone want to chat or say anything?